Welcome this evening. I hope you guys had a great short work week. Mine was fairly short, and I really appreciated it. Thank you for coming. I really hope you enjoyed. I have a few people lined up to tell you what they're thankful for, what Thanksgiving means to them. We will have a couple of, we'll have one poem read, a few verses read of thanks, because verses of thanks are riddled all through God's Word. And so we will actually just have a sample of them. But as all meetings must have prayer, let's open up in a word of prayer and then we'll get right to it. Father, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the rain that you gave us today. Lord, for the safety through the weather. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the very things that we cannot see that you provide, Lord, and are so faithful to provide. Lord, the statement that you feed even the smallest of birds and make sure that they have food, and yet, Lord, how much more do you provide for us? Lord, you provided salvation to save our souls. Lord, you provide, Lord, jobs, you provide family. Lord, the means to sustain and grow our families. Lord, everything that we have is a gift from you. Lord, I pray that we would never, ever forget that. So tonight, Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts and minds, that we would lift our voices in praise and give our utmost thanks to the one who deserves it all. And I pray all this in your blessed and your precious name. Amen. So first, we're going to have up Mr. Sean Allen to read a prayer and a psalm.
Psalm 95, 2 and 3. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and exalt him with music and songs. For the Lord is great God, the great King above all gods. Dear God, thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessing over us. Thank you that you are in our lives. Thank you, for you are our living hope through the toughest time, strengthening us for your purpose. Thank you for your infinite deep love and tender fatherly care. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you that you are always with us and will never leave us. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice that we might not have freedom and life. Forgive us for when we don't thank you enough. For we are, for all that you do, for all that you have given. Help us to keep our eyes and hearts on you. Renew our spirit. Fulfill us with your peace and joy. We love you and we will need you. This day and every day, we will give you praise and thanks, for you alone are worthy. In Christ's name, amen.
All right, we're going to do a little bit of singing, some traditional Thanksgiving hymns. So if you'll pull out the red hymnal in front of you and turn to number 563, we're going to sing Count Your Blessings. And I wasn't sure if I was going to ask everybody to stand or sit because, but I talked to Bill Whitley about it and he said, make them stand. So if you would like to stand, that would be great. And we'll sing 563, and then you can stay however you are after that point, and we'll switch over to the next song. So we'll sing these two. The first one being Count Your Blessings. on life's billows, you are tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven nor your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Amen. If you'll flip back to 560. Is that what I said? Yes, 560. For the beauty of the earth. This will be our last hymn, so sing it. Sing it out to the Lord.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our of grateful praise. For the wonder of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light, Lord of all, our hymn of grateful praise. For the joy of lifteth holy hands above, offering upon every shore her pure sacrifice of love. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For thyself, best gift divine, to our race so freely given. For that great, great love of thine, on earth and joy in heaven. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
Amen. Thank you.
We are in Thanksgiving week, a week sanctioned and scheduled by the government. We like it. It brings families together. They go for the turkey, for the pies, and so forth. I don't care for all that thing. It's good for the families to get together and enjoy a day of blessing from God. The government designating a day of thanksgiving to God does not mean that thanksgivings are given to honor his greatness and majesty. Love and redemption, protection and care only on that particular one day or week. There is a divinely scheduled Thanksgiving day. Does anyone know what that day is? It is today, it is tomorrow, and it is the day after. Every day is Thanksgiving Day to the Lord. In Psalm 41, verse 1, we read, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. How befitting for us to heed the exhortation given by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Colossians in chapter 3, verses 15 and 17. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and be thankful. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Colossians 3, 15 and 17. We should thank God for the many spiritual blessings we have, for the new birth and the forgiveness of our sins, for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us, for lifting us from the miry clay and fastening us on the rock of ages, the Lord Jesus Christ. Surely he deserves our thanks forever. We should thank him also for the temporary earthly blessings as long as we are on this earth. For the loaf of bread we eat. And think about it, how many people die annually or daily because of hunger? For the clothes that we wear, how many people suffer the shiver of the temperatures outside in the cold winter? And some of them die out of it. We should be thankful for every minute thing that we do daily, and we don't think much about it. We should be thankful for the air, the fresh air that we breathe. Some people don't even have fresh air to breathe. Some people even breathe out of an oxygen tank and have asthma and so forth. How thankful we are. For the good health we enjoy, we should be thankful. And most of all, we should be thankful in all circumstances, whether it be good or not. Let us count the many blessings which the Lord made us delight in. For if we contemplate on these, our hearts would overflow with thanksgiving to God. How beautiful it is to uplift our souls and prepare our hearts and entrust our inner beings to appreciate God and all his goodness to us. How beautiful it is for us to join our voices with the psalmist King David in saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Psalm 103:1-4. If we remember that we have, in comparison with others around us who are less fortunate, how restful our souls would be, as we find many reasons to give thanks to our God. The feeling becomes so clear in the saying, which I'm sure some of you have heard it, that goes like this: "I used to complain for not having shoes until I met a man who had no legs." Therefore, let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Psalm 104. If we imagine or think of it like there's east, west, north, and south, let's say so we start with south as under. If we look under, we cannot see, but down deep under, there is a bottomless pit of hell, which our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, saved us from it when he died on our behalf on the cross of Calvary and we believed in him. If we look east or to the right, we see the blessings of his love and grace which he lavished upon us and continues to do so. If we look west or to the left, we see the deeds of his miraculous care with which he has protected us from diverse diseases and dangers. And if we look upward, we see the glory that awaits us in heaven. How can we not thank him at all times for his blessings? Let us be thankful and glorify his holy name. I will end by this chorus, which is known to all of you. "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for giving me, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free." Amen.
In everything give thanks, for all that God in mercy sends, for health and children, home and friends, for comfort in the time of need, for every kindly word and deed, for happy talks and holy thoughts, for guidance in our daily walk. In everything give thanks. For beauty in this world of ours, for verdant grass and lovely flowers, for song of birds, for horn of bees, for the refreshing summer breeze, for hill and plain, for streams and wood, for the great ocean's mighty flood, in everything give thanks. For the sweet sleep which comes with night, for the returning morning's light, for the bright sun that shines on high, for the stars glittering in the sky. For these and everything we see, O Lord, our hearts we lift to thee. In everything give thanks.
These verses are just a sample of the multitudes of thanks we as children of the Almighty God can sing and worship, and thanks to our Father, who richly gives us not only our needs, but supplies us with the very power that formed the universe, conquered death and sin, and makes us holy like himself. Hebrews 12:28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably in reverence and awe. Psalm 69:30. I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. Psalm 52:9. For what you have done, I will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people, and I will hope in your name, for your name is good. Psalm 106:1. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 118:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 107:8-9. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Psalm 118:29. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Colossians 3:16-17. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Psalm 136:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Can you hear me? Everybody hear me? Yes, no, maybe? Yes. Can you all hear me? Boy, the tone in here does not sound very thankful. Are we thankful? Come on. That was really weak. Are we thankful?
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. We are thankful. So Clayton asked me to come and say what I'm thankful for. And he said, we're going to have a regular session, 7 to 8. And I said, well, I think I can get it done in an hour. Then he told me I only have 10 minutes. So this is going to be pretty short. But what am I thankful for? We moved here in 2014, and since that time, if some of you remember way, way back, and I think Mr. Larry Batts does, because I was living with them at the time, we started praying about us selling a house in Huntsville, Alabama. Remember that? Who remembers that? Have y'all been praying? Prayers have been answered. Yesterday, I signed papers for a contract on that house. Thank you. It's awesome. That's one of the things I'm very thankful for. The next thing I'm very thankful for is that it's Thanksgiving, and all of my children have decided to come home to nest, and my son Cameron is here this evening. We've been praying for him and his back issues, and it's getting better, but it's good to have him home. The rest of my children will be here. My son and his wife will be here about 3 in the morning. They're driving right now, so pray for them. What else am I thankful for? I'm thankful for... our freedom. Many of you know I was in the military for 22 years and 2 months. I retired from the United States Army. I worked in Army Aviation. My son has followed in those footsteps, and he's in Army Aviation also at Fort Campbell. He's in the 160th. I was in several units myself, and I fought for the freedom that we have. I started doing a little research very quickly here. How many have seen how many of these presidential candidates we have? What, 10, 12? There's a whole bunch of them hanging around, right? And I thought to myself, how in the world do all these people think they can be president? Really? Well, I started doing a little research, and the Constitution tells us there's only 3 requirements to be president. Naturally born, U.S. citizen, 14 years as a resident, and 35 years old. That's it. And I think to myself, how in the world can the president of these United States only have those 3 requirements? Because of our freedom. They wanted every common, ordinary man to be able to run for the president of these United States. And I'm thankful for that freedom. What else am I thankful for? The... Can anybody tell me what the divorce rate is in the United States today? I didn't even look it up. I got to be honest with you. It's too depressing. What, 50%? At least. Maybe a little more. In the light of what's going on in our world today with pornography and all of these things distracting men and women from marriage, I'm thankful for my wife and my marriage. Now, in this room, I'm preaching to the choir. I look around here and there's a lot of veterans. I can say on December 19th of this year, I'll be married 32 years. 4 children. And when I look around my workplace, that's quite an accomplishment. I don't know of anybody else in my immediate group that hasn't been divorced already and is on their second or third relationship. And, oh, we've been married 5 years. And they're 55 years old. You know. But I look around this room and thank the Lord. Every week we call out, hey, who's got an anniversary? And the last time we came up last December, I stood right about here. There was a whole row of people. And I said to myself, oh man, we picked a popular time of year to get married, I guess, right? But the thing that got me was that as we went down the line, my 32 years got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until finally I realized, well, we're just the young kids on the block. In this group, praise the Lord, we have folks been married 60 years, 50 years, 40 years, and we are, my wife and I, just the young kids on the block. And you all, I'm thankful for it, you all are an example for us to strive for. Thank you very much. I'm thankful for that. What else am I thankful for? I am thankful for my 4 children. Healthy, strong, all born here in the United States. All of them been residents for at least 14 years. None of them 35, so they can't be president yet. We'll hold off on that. But I still got my card in for that. We'll see how it works out. But I am thankful for my 4 children. God says in His Word that children are a blessing. I got to tell you, at 3 a.m, when they need a diaper changed, I'm not seeing the blessing. But see, now, my son's driving from Florida to here, and guess who's with them? My granddaughter's with them. Olive. Guess who else is with them? The second one, due in May. I'm not saying my children were never a blessing. They are. They're a wonderful blessing. But now they're bringing grandchildren into the world. And it's good to see that they're raising them in this, similar to this. This is a big assembly from where I'm from. But they're raising them in the admonition of the Lord. It's good to see. Wonderful to see. My children are a wonderful blessing. My time in the military, a wonderful blessing. Who? Everybody hear that? I'm going to try one more time. We're going to see if we can get everybody on board. Who? Come on. Everybody. Who? There we go. That's an army thing. That's cohesion. That's teamwork. That's everybody coming together. And when you say who in the unit, you get this loud and boisterous who back because we're all that team. I'm thankful for this team. Because since I left the military, you guys are my team. I'm thankful for the deacons who keep this structure at its very best. I'm thankful for the elders who do and strive to be shepherds of this flock and do the very best that they know how. With prayer, supplication to the Lord. I'm thankful for all of those things. There's one more thing that I am the most thankful for. 3 words. I'm thankful for these 3 words. It is finished. Christ on the cross, John chapter 19, verse 30. And when he had taken wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head. He relinquished his spirit. Those three words announced to the world that his son had gone to the cross and did everything that the Father asked him to do, including mending and repairing and rebuilding a pathway for all of us, this team, myself included, back to him, to be forgiven for our sins. Even in a time when he is hanging on that cross, and the Father, he spoke to the Father, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken?" His own Father could not look upon him because of the sin, our sin, placed on him. I am most thankful for those three words. It is finished. Thank you.
The cross that you have carried. Thank you for your blood that was shed. You took the weight of sin upon your shoulders and sacrificed your life so I could live. For the cross that you have carried. Thank you for your blood that was shed. You took the weight of sin upon your shoulders and sacrificed your life so I could live. Now nothing is holding me back from you, Redeemer of my soul. Now nothing can hold me back from you. Your love will never let me go.
Thank you for your death and resurrection. Thank you for the power of your blood. By your affection, the kindness and the greatness of your love, the kindness and the greatness of your love. Now nothing is holding me back from you, Redeemer of my soul. Now nothing can hold me back from you. Your love will never let me go. Oh Jesus, you make all things new. Oh Jesus.
for the way you always loved me. Now I get to love you in return. Now I get to love you in return.
So I am going to be in Psalm 107, 28 to 32, if you want to turn along. So it's easy to be thankful when life is good, when everything okay, when you have the job you want, when you have the position you want. That's really easy to be thanking God for everything that you have. But when hardship comes, how do we respond? Do we let it produce more thankfulness or a bitter heart to God? Some of the most thankful people I know are going through the hardest things right now. I think of my teacher, Abar Jones. He just lost his brother last week, and he was in class and talking about it, and he broke down crying to us, his student, but he has a joy in him knowing that, you know, he would see his brother again, and he was thankful for that. One of my friends, her parents are getting a divorce, and she is staying on campus for Thanksgiving. She's going to a vampire house one of those days, but it's hard for her with that broken house. Another one of my friends can't go home because of finances, so she had to stay on campus for Thanksgiving. And her father had a lot of health problems, and the doctor don't think he don't make it. Through Thanksgiving break, and that is so hard to want to be with your loved one but can't. And but the people, even though they are going through the trials and they're going through the hardship, they are so thankful, and it amazed me how thankful they are. I'm just like, how are you that thankful when you're going through all those things? How can you rejoice in those things? And the answer in Psalm 107, 28 to 32, then they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the wave of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the water was quiet, and he brought them to the desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to the children of man. Let them exalt him in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. The people cry out to the Lord. They didn't find it independence in themselves. They found it dependence in God for all the things that they are going through. And when you are resting in Christ, it will produce a thankful heart. And when you are thankful, that will produce a heart to praise him. Because if you are relying on yourself to get through all the areas in your life, you will be angry and you will not understand, and you will go through all this stuff by yourself because you are not crying out to the Lord in the storms that you are going through. So, you know, we all have our hard times. We all have our good season in life and our bad season in life. And I don't know what you are going through and the battles that you are facing today or this week or maybe in the several months. I don't know, but how are you letting that affect your thankfulness? How are you letting that affect your relationship with God? You know, God cares about you. And, you know, he said in his word to come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We can be thankful when we are relying on God. And that will produce a heart to praise him more. And it's so evident in the people that I mentioned before in their life how, like, it put me to shame because they are more thankful in the hard times than me, like, it's okay right now, how nothing really serious is going on. But they are more thankful than me in the good times. That really put me to shame. So, yeah, life is hard. But we need to be people that are thankful in all seasons of life, no matter if someone we care about died, no matter if finances in a way. There's so many things that Satan will use to kill our thankfulness. So I really would challenge you, are you thankful in the times that are not so easy? Because that though to be the ultimate test, if you will, to show your thankfulness to God, and to have your dependence on him, that he would give you rest.
Dwell with thee.
thank all of you gentlemen, Mr. Amin, Mr. Neil, Greg, Nick, Stephen, John and Sean, Joe and Caitlin, thank you all for being part of this. Don't worry, service isn't over yet. At this time, we have 13 minutes left, and I wanted to take the next 13 minutes for any of the brothers who wanted to share what they are thankful for to stand up and do so. We can either do it in a prayer, or you can address the closest crowd to you. I just ask that you speak up, that all of us who did aviation are in are hard of hearing, that we can hear you. Thank you. 13 minutes, and then I'll close in prayer. Again, I'm thankful for this church family. Every single one of you, in each of your own way, have been an incredible blessing to myself, my wife, and my son. Your friendship to my wife and the way that the older generation has influenced her in her upbringing and her parents as well, and how all of you have been incredible role models, especially the ladies, Lord, that Kate has looked up to her entire life, aside from just her mother and her grandmother. Lord, ladies, thank you for your godly influence to these young women in this church. They might not ever thank you, but there might come a day where their husband might stand up and thank you for it. So, of course, I am thankful for my wife and my boy. They are a blessing. Children are a blessing. At 3 a.m., I don't know how yet, but they are a blessing. Being a new father, I think that all those hard times, they kind of cancel themselves out when he wakes up in the morning, when he's supposed to wake up, the first words out of his mouth are, "Daddy." That's pretty cool, and I think it's worth it. But I am thankful for the fact that we get to live in this country where we don't face the kind of persecution that our brothers and sisters in China or in the Middle East or everywhere else in the world are currently facing death. And we have so much to be thankful for. So no little thing that God has done or will do for you is considered little. In our minds, it should be an immense act that we can throw our hands up and look to Him and say thank you.
I'd like to say a few things. We moved to North Carolina in 1983. And at that time, part of my job was I was a company chauffeur for Western Electric Company up in Baltimore. And that particular morning, I had to pick a guy up at the hotel and take him in Washington. And the previous night, State had just won the national championship. And this guy, he's in the back, and I'm driving the car. And he says, "Man, I'm really tired." He says, "Hawkins last night went into like triple overtime or whatever it was." And he asked me if I followed college ball. I said, "No, really don't." He said, "Well, if you ever move to North Carolina, you'll follow college ball." And I thought to myself, why in the world would I ever move to a place like North Carolina? Well, probably 2 months later, maybe 3 months later, I was in North Carolina. They're never saying that. But let me tell you something. North Carolina has been wonderful. I've been spending a lot of time in New York City with my brother, and I go through this exercise where everybody stands waiting for the light to change, and standing here, and everybody has a tunnel vision. Nobody speaks to each other. So I have this exercise. I like to go through it. I say, "Hey,
Good morning. Once you engage somebody, then they're pretty good. But last Wednesday morning, I'm going up to the food store to get some coffee real quick, whatever it was. And it's early. And there's this older lady had a curtain, had a tie around her head, and had an old London folk coat on, and she was going up the road. And I came up next to her and said, "Good morning." She jumped back and she said, "What'd you say?" I said, "Good morning. I said, I'm from North Carolina, and we'd really like to speak to each other in the morning." She says, "Well, you're in New York City right now, and I don't like talking to anybody." I feel like God's directed my life every step of the way since I was saved. And I am so thankful that He brought me to a place like North Carolina. And I can't think of a better place to live and raise your family or whatever. And it's just been wonderful. So, anyhow, I'm very thankful.
Share real quickly, first of all, not my own thoughts, but this is a Thanksgiving message that our sister Agnes Dinga had written for our local church, so I thought this would be an appropriate time to share it. A Thanksgiving message to my brethren. I am thankful for their rallying support toward my endless requests and struggles. When I needed a means of a functioning car, a brother and sister were ready and able to make it happen. I am thankful for that. On my family immigration situation, I am grateful that brethren quickly stepped in to move it along. Though it is stalled until DNA is analyzed, at least we have the airfares to quickly move them out when this process is formalized. For this, I am very grateful for the extension of a helping hand. Above all, I am eternally thankful for being a member of the body of Christ. Remain blessed as you all celebrate Thanksgiving. Thankful I'm able to share that on behalf of Agnes. And it just reminds me, one thing that I am very thankful for is how God is continuing to bring the nations to be a part of this local body of believers. Something that many years ago would have looked very unusual is very normal now, and I praise God for that, because that's what heaven is going to look like. That's the intention of the Lord Jesus with the church, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And what a joy to be able to come and remember our one Lord Jesus Christ, the same Lord, one Father, one God. And we're thankful for that, and I'm thankful for what He's doing in our lives and for just allowing us to fellowship with people from all over the world that He's brought here to be a part of us. May He continue to do that for His glory.
Decision I ever made, I said, was to marry her. And I guess I'd have to say the third one was to decide that this was the place to come, and I've never regretted it. I've been very blessed by the dedication and the commitment of the men here and the women. And so I'm very thankful for having met the Lord when I was 17. That's a long time ago. But for my Christian friends here at the chapel and for this assembly and the way the Lord has blessed it and us.
After looking at my first Thanksgiving, defend
my sister, after what my brother-in-law has said, that she is a little stubborn, so I have to agree with him on that. But I'm very thankful that I was able to grow up first at Forest Avenue Tabernacle, and then here. I've been very fortunate to be able to sit under the gospel of people like H.G. McKay, Mark Shelley, and others. The one thing that I'm really thankful for tonight is to see some of the younger men starting to take over. As you can see, we're an older assembly now, and the mantle has to be passed on to these younger men. They have to be willing to stand up and take that responsibility. And as you can look tonight for these young men taking part, I think we're seeing that. And I am so thankful for that.
After looking at my first Thanksgiving, I didn't understand what it was. And how can I be thankful when I had lost my birth parents and I loved my fellow Asian sensations? And after I was learning the word thankful, it was used so loosely today that it loses its meaning. We should be praised to God for what He has sent or done for us, but not over our own works or gifts. We often emphasize the work done by man rather than God. Finally, after learning what thankful really means, what am I thankful for? First of all, I'm thankful for my parents, that God has placed a burden in their heart for adopting us. And second, I'm thankful for God saving my parents so that I may know Him. Of everything I have lost, I have gained so much more in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you all for sharing. And thank you again for those who took part this evening with music, reading scripture and poems, and telling us what you're thankful for. I really do appreciate it. At this time, I was given some instructions and then instructed to pass them along to you. We will be having refreshments and... but right after this, in the kitchen area of the worship room. But we must enter through the worship room doors, not the mountain movers. All right? No mountain movers. Worship room doors. I hope I got that right. Worship room doors. Okay? And then whatever the ladies have for us, I'm sure we will be thankful. Let's go to prayer. Father, Lord, thank you. Lord, for everything. Things we can't even think of, Lord, that you have so graciously and lovingly provided, Lord, a building for many decades that we can come together, Lord, and worship you, where we can come together and remind ourselves and each other of who we belong to. Lord, the sacrifice made by our Savior, and the living hope we have in His resurrection that He will return and that He is our prize. Lord, thank you for being our living hope, that we are able to be thankful and can still praise your name in the midst of the world of storms. Lord, I thank you for these men and women that you have placed here, these people of yours. Lord, I pray that this weekend, Lord, you would fill their hearts with joy and gratitude towards you. Lord, as they sit around their family from out of town, Lord, with bustling grandchildren and all of the noise that family makes, Lord, I pray that it would be cheerful. We would be grateful to you. Lord, I pray that, Lord, we would spread our thanks and our gratitude, our cheerful hearts, Lord, that it would not just last until Friday morning, but, Lord, it would go on every day of the year, every moment. Lord, we see in your scripture that praise and thanks is everywhere. Lord, we are commanded to give thanks to the Lord, praise your name, because your love endures forever. Lord, in that we can hope, and in that we are thankful. I pray all this in your blessing, holy and precious name.